Good morning. How are you?
Oh,
happy
mate.
Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, mate. The Masked Singer Australia continues Sunday night at 7:30, only on 10 and 10 Play on Demand. George Columbaris unmasked last night. And I must say, mate, that was an absolute shock to see you there. It did not cross my mind one iota that we would see you there. Incredible. What was it like for you?
Mate, honestly, I think if you were in my house, well, you'll actually see it because we'll put it up soon online. My kids last night, because obviously I've had to hide it from everyone, all my family. It was just insane. I'm relieved today. I don't have to hide it anymore. But, mate, what an experience. It was like I sort of kind of to the my first day as a young 17-year-old apprentice chef, wet behind the ears, but excited, nervous. It was all that again, pushed out of my comfort zone like you wouldn't believe. It was awesome, mate. It was so good.
George, I think everyone wants to know, when you were rehearsing, was someone yelling at you, "Start singing!"
Mate, the amazing Gary Pinto, who is an incredible vocalist, and funnily enough, we went to the same high school together, was a brilliant coach and really... really taught me a lot, because it's so stressful, man. It's easy to sing in the shower. I'll keep doing that. That's what I'm going to keep doing, and I'm going to stick to cooking because that's what I know.
Well, and I must say, George, the clues, they can be as vague can be. And when I look at them now, I've looked at all the clues for you and I've gone, okay, I can see how they make sense, but they do feel like it's such a stretch. Do you think that you know who any of the other masked singers are? Oh,
no idea, but, even when I watched the package, a lot of it makes sense to me. The coat of arms, having represented Australia, a club being the press club, David Beckham have cooked for him. So they made sense to me, but the way the guys put it together, they're absolute... It's quite mind-boggling, it's just a wonderful show, and I think right now more than ever we just put some joy into people's hearts. We're all doing it tough. A lot of us have been in lockdown for about 400 years now, so I know there's a lot of kids out there watching The Masked Singer that absolutely love it, especially down here. I know a lot of kids have missed out on over 200 days of school.
Yeah.
This just adds a little bit of joy and hopefully a laugh at my expense.
Now, George, look, we don't have to go into this in particular depth, but it's been a wild couple of years for you. So did the last sort of couple of years cross your mind in terms of, all right, when I'm going to get unmasked, people are probably going to jump on Twitter or whatever it has to be and pile on a little bit?
Mate, I've never been one to read, I'm not shying away from my dark times, and I'll use them as a good education for my people in my industry, and whoever wants to listen. For me, I can only worry about what I do next. I've always been that person. I can only put the best food I can on a plate next. I can only I always look forward and never look backwards, or you just get sore neck. You get a sore neck. So whatever they're saying on Twitter or, mate, I don't even bother. I'm sort of more into wanting to create and that focus on that. And especially right now, guys, more than ever, I think if we can just be nice to each other and supportive through what is probably a really tough time in all of our lives. I'm not going to shy away, mate. It was a tough couple of years, and they're behind me now, and I'm looking forward to the chapter two, which is bloody exciting.
Oh, good, mate. Now, we speak to Dave Hughes each week, and he assured us that the biggest moment in The Masked Singer was when the masked singers themselves were revealed and they saw his moustache.
Mate, I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe it. Unfortunately, because I was wearing a feather duster that was about 40 kilos, I couldn't run over and try and rip it off his face because I just wanted to go up there and go, "What is that real?" But no, mate, it was a cool moment. And obviously, out of all the panelists, I know Hughesy quite well.
Yeah.
So to see his reaction, but as I said, like last night, and I will stick it up on my Instagram account soon, but the footage, but the reaction from my kids was to die for. I don't know where they've got the F-bomb word from.
No.
Who knows where they've got that from. But anyway, it was awesome.
Good on you, mate. Nice to chat to you this morning, George. Thanks for your time.